shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendrick.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
To come down here to Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight, but I'm on the Phil Hendrick Show, of course, and we're going to be talking about something that we feel is very, very important, and we would like to hear from people.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
And, you know, that is the commercial for the show. That's the commercial for your restaurant, Ted, that we're going to be talking about tonight. And, of course, you're going to want to use that to promote the restaurant, but...
Well, I thought that tonight, because we're going to be talking about... We're going to be talking about my business, is what we're going to be talking about. And when it comes to my business, I think you're the same way, Phil. And you can put that on table three. And look, I'm going to move out of the... I'm standing right here near the kitchen.
You're at the restaurant now.
Yes, I am. Hold on. When you talk about my business, I think, Phil, when you talk about anybody's business, I think what you're doing... is you are getting into an area that is very, very sensitive, and I think you need to know what it is you're talking about, and I think you've got to tread very, very lightly. When you talk about a man's business, it's like you're talking about his family. And when you presume to give a man advice about his business, then I think you're in the middle of something that you shouldn't be in the middle of. And that's where we find ourselves today. And I don't know if you still have that list.
All right. We're talking to Ted Bell here, folks. And I'm sorry that we got out in front of this thing a little bit too fast. I have a list of... there were three. These are all men who head up different congregations in Southern California. Tyler Cushing of La Mirada Assembly. William Runton of First Christian in Monrovia. The Bible Study Center in Diamond Bar.
Are these all the only individuals that have been complaining about this?
There are them, and there have been people that have been calling. And so that's why I said when I talked to you earlier, I said, well, look, why don't we go on the air and talk about this, and you can air your grievances.
Well, I don't have the grievances, Phil. The problem is these people have grievances. That's the problem. And the problem is that these are people that are looking... to tell me what to do with a business that I worked very, very hard on. Now, I've been on your program many times. As you know, I sponsor a full hour of the Phil Hendrick Show, and I think that the listeners out there can appreciate that. And I'm not about to change the way I do business because, you know, these guys... And other people who may or may not come to my restaurant, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a religious man yourself?
I don't think I need to answer that question.
Well, all right. I mean, were you raised Christian?
I don't think I need to answer that question. I think when you ask that question, you're trying to qualify me. And
no, I just thought I'd see what kind of commonality there might be. You know.
Well, what about you? Were you raised Christian?
I was raised Catholic.
All right. Do you still go to... I think you said you still go to Catholic Mass occasionally?
Occasionally, yeah. I wouldn't call myself an overly religious guy, but I suppose I try to keep a sense of God in my life as much as I can.
All right. So in other words, Phil, and I don't mean any disrespect, but what you just gave me there is the typical media personality sort of, get lost answer.
No, it's not get lost.
Well, yeah, it is, because, I try to keep God in my life. You don't want me to ask any questions, but you want to ask me.
Well, look, Ted, it's your restaurant that we're talking... And let me get everybody squared away on what we're talking about. We've had, over the course of time, on this radio show, since Ted has been a sponsor, and since he's been coming on and sponsoring this hour, we have had, from time to time, people who have been... outspokenly critical of Ted's commercial jingle, and more to the point, the commercial slogan that he uses for his restaurant, which is, "We want to put our meat in your mouth." Now, you understand, Ted, as we've talked many times, that people perceive that to be obscene or not family friendly.
No, I absolutely understand that. Yes,
and you have said time and again that it's not.
It is Absolutely not. It is a advertising slogan that we went out and we contracted with an advertising agency in New York, and we wanted to come up with a slogan for our restaurant that was as direct as something, for instance, McDonald's used for many, many years, which is come to the Golden Arches, you never had it so good. Or if you used the Burger King slogan for many years, have it your way. Those two slogans really spelled it out for the customer. Have it your way. You come to Burger King, you have the hamburger the way you want it. You never had it so good if you come to McDonald's, and if you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills, we want to put our meat in your mouth. And what we're talking about is the best steak that you're ever going to eat in your life. Now, for me to fold under pressure from individuals who immediately want to read something filthy into that.
Do you understand how it can be seen that way?
I understand it will be seen that way by people who think that way.
And all right, Ted, let me interrupt. Do you understand that the people who have come in contact with us criticizing that, some of them are these men that I mentioned. These are ministers, preachers.
No, I understand that. And I don't want to be disrespectful, but if I have to be, I'm going to be. And I'm going to repeat what I just said. It is seen as obscene by people that think in obscene ways.
So you were saying that Dr. Cushing, Dr. Runton, Dr. Pethering...
By the way, excuse me, what are they doctors of?
These are men who are doctors of theology.
All right, and what was your question?
Are you saying that those men think in obscene ways?
Absolutely. Yes, I am.
And that those men, when they hear that, can only think of one thing?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes. See, Phil, and I want to appeal to your listeners. The best way that I know how is to just say this directly. This is my business. I worked very hard to get this business to where it is today. And if I want to put a slogan on a billboard that says we want to put our meat in your mouth, and it's going to be seen by customers all over Southern California and all over the Bay Area and all over Washington, D.C., wherever we have a Ted's of Beverly Hills. Right now, we've got a Ted's of Beverly Hills in the East Bay, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Miami, and here in Southern California. And we had the restaurant in Hawaii, and we're retooling the restaurant in Honolulu, but we've got those four. And I'm telling you, and I'm telling your audience, that advertising slogan is going to be seen on billboards wherever we have a restaurant. It'll be heard on radio commercials, and I'm not changing anything. So I still don't understand what it is we're talking about.
We've had people who want you to explain why that slogan.
Because we paid for it, because an advertising agency came up with it, because I like it, because it advertises the restaurant very well.
Okay, so when and this is just Ted, I'm a friend of yours, okay?
No, I understand it.
When someone says to me, as Dr. Cushing did, that it came to his attention when he was driving down the 605 and he saw a billboard, Ted's of Beverly Hills, we want to put our meat in your mouth, and he's driving with two of his kids.
No, I understand.
All right, you understand then with someone driving with their kids.
Well, if that man was driving with his kids, then he should have said to those kids, "Oh, kids, that doesn't mean anything." If the children reacted to it in a dirty way, I don't know what happened in the car. Yeah, did the kids go, "Ooh, Daddy, that's dirty," or did he, or what happened? But he could say to them, "Well, that's about a restaurant that serves steak." You know.
Well, he said that he came home and put the phone call into us. And
no, but what I'm asking you is this: when he saw the billboard, did his children react to it?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't know. And let me I'll give you the answer. And I wasn't even in the car. No, they didn't.
Well, come on. Ted, you know as well as I do the kids are going to react to things.
No, I understand that they will, but they're not going to react to that. Why would they react to that?
Why would they react to that? We live in a day and age, Ted, of South Park, of The Simpsons, double entendre.
That is not double entendre. And that's what I resent more than anything else. It's not double entendre. I mean it exactly as I say it, we got great steak. We want to put it in your mouth. Where do you eat your food? In your mouth. Where do you chew it? With your teeth. I'm not going to be bullied, Phil, by your religious friends or whoever they are.
They're not friends of mine. These are people who just called the show.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, I mean, I'm not going to be bullied by people because they have filth between their ears, and they want to, you know, affect my business. I find this to be very, very, I think this is very evil, if you want my honest opinion, because here I am with a business that I've spent a lot of hours building up, and down the 605 drives some guy with a turned-around collar, and he sees this billboard, and he immediately goes home and makes a call to you, and now he's going to get himself, he's going to become an advocate for some kind of family-oriented thing. I don't like it, and you can hear my throat.
Do you have a cold?
I'm suffering with a cold, yeah.
All right, you want to take a break?
I would appreciate that, yeah.
All right, Ted Bell is with us here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about the slogan to his restaurant, which is Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's been an advertiser of ours for a long time. Can we play that again, bud? Just listen to this.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse.
Well, you know what? In any event, we're going to be playing this coming out of the stop set, but the slogan here at the end of this commercial has got the attention of a number of people in the religious community. They want to change. Ted says he won't.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
There it is. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The Phil Henry Show will be right back, and PhilHenryShow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And this portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And we are very proud of our business, and we hope you bring your family in and enjoy a great meal at Ted's.
Here at Ted's.
Sing it.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
And that's what we mean, Phil.
All right, joining us is Ted Bell. He is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, a very, very well-known steakhouse here in Southern California. In Northern California, in Washington, D.C., they have a Ted's of Beverly Hills. Actually, is it in Georgetown or the Capitol Hill District?
The Capitol, yeah, what they call the Capital City District.
Okay, and then South Beach.
South Beach, Miami, and we have, we're retooling, and we are reopening our Ted's of Beverly Hills Honolulu early 2013.
Ted's at Beverly Hills Honolulu. I don't know, man. I want to go to that one.
Oh, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. And
where are you?
We're Waikiki, right near Waikiki, right near the Royal Hawaiian. And I'll tell you something, Phil.
I just love the idea of a Ted's at Beverly Hills in Honolulu. You know.
Well, we wanted to call it. Somebody want to go to Ted's at Beverly Hills Hawaii? No. I like the very classic sound of Honolulu. And let's face it, at one time and still, I think Honolulu was. Not just the capital of Hawaii and certainly a tourist destination. It was in its own way an entertainment capital. And so we want to bring a little bit of that back to Honolulu.
All right. Well, what we're talking about here, folks, if you're just joining us, Ted has an advertising slogan that you just heard. We want to put our meat in your mouth. And we've gotten complaints over the years that we have very, very much, very strenuously defended you, Ted. What happened was, though, we got Pastor Cushing and a few of these members of the religious community here in Los Angeles, as well as elsewhere within the sound of our radio show, within reach of our radio show. And the fact that you have, like so many businesses, I think In-N-Out has a truck that goes out, right?
Yeah, well, we've got, we take out the Ted Lunch, which we call the Ted Lunch Wagon, and we want to put our meat in your mouth, emblazoned on the side. That is the slogan. And I don't know a company that's involved in the food delivery or restaurant business that doesn't go out when they are taking one of their promotional vehicles out, whether it's Murray Lender with his bagels, and I know Murray, and he's a wonderful guy. But you got the name of his business right there on the side, and we do as well. The fact that we're going to Wanton High School, which I understand is a private Christian high school, but we were invited there by the senior class, and we're going to serve lunch to some 120 senior students. And I don't know that the so-called administration there has the right to keep my business from doing business.
Well, here, this is, if you're a parent, and I know you are a parent, that's not a very difficult thing to figure out. The school is ultimately in charge of who or what comes on their campus.
Well, I don't know what you mean by what, but...
Well, you know what I mean. They're.
I understand that they are there to protect the kids, absolutely.
Of course, they're not only there to protect the kids, they are the surrogate parents while the kids are there. They are there to see that the children are safe. They're there to make sure that the kids are educated.
I understand it, Phil, and what you're getting at, if I may, you're getting at what you think is me coming on campus with our lunch truck. And with the slogan, we want to put our meat in your mouth, you're saying that I'm somehow violating the safety of those kids. And
well, no, not the safety, no.
Well, then what are we doing wrong?
You're going onto the campus with a advertising slogan that perhaps the teachers, the administration, and the parents would rather you not have on that truck.
Well, they're not telling me what to do.
Now, I understand that. But they can certainly tell you whether you can come on that campus or not.
I don't think so.
Why would you say that, Ted? Do the kid, the
senior class invited me, and
the senior class invited you. These are all underage kids.
They are the senior class. They invited us. They want us there for. I think they're having a senior class lunch that will be ahead of a weekend. That's going to have a basketball weekend. That they're going to have a formal, and we're going to serve lunch. And
why would you go onto that campus even if you're told not to?
Who am I told not to by?
If you're told not to by the administration there.
If we're told not to by the administration, then I would ask them why, and they would say because we want to put your meat in our mouth. Is that it?
Well, I don't. That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's what they're saying. Are they going to say that to me? Are they going to have the guts to say to me, we don't want you on our campus? Because the advertising slogan on the side of your truck says, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Are they going to say that to me?
I think what they're going to say to you is the following. It's not a family-friendly slogan.
Okay, right there is a lawsuit, right there. I'm glad you said that. And I was waiting for you to say it because I wasn't going to say it. But right there is a lawsuit. And the lawsuit is the following thing. It is them saying that my business is not family-friendly. Which is an absolute insult, which is, it's beyond an insult. It is a slander, and if they publish that on the air, if I hear any one of them come on your radio show and say that, then it's libel.
Ted, I'm telling you what they said to me.
Right, and I wanted you to tell me that, because I understand they got an opinion, but the minute they say that, themselves, and I want them to say that. I want to see if they got the guts to say that I don't run a family-friendly business.
Do you understand? Can I ask you a question?
Well, you're gonna ask me the same question you've been asking me, Phil.
No. I'm just going to. Maybe I didn't ask it clear enough. Do you understand the concern of some people when they say? Because I've said it to you over the years. I've said to you, gee, what's with that slogan? Have you ever gotten any trouble for it?
Well, I know you have, and I have cleared it up time and again with you. And so you're going to ask me, do I understand parents and teachers having a problem with, we want to put our meat in your mouth? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Do I understand them having a problem with it? If they have a sewer in place of a mind. Yes, I understand that.
All right, so anyone that says to you, whether they're a parent or whether they're a religious leader, your slogan is not family friendly, they have, instead of a mind, a sewer.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You see, Phil, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to back down, and this has got nothing to do with religion. They could be anybody. I'm not backing down in the face of hypocrites, bigots, people with prejudice, and people that would rather think filthy thoughts than let a man run his business. I'm not backing down. Ted Bell.
Okay, great. We'll be right back here. So there's Ted Bell. The slogan, "We want to put our meat in your mouth," has now become a controversy at least a couple of the schools where they want to send their lunch wagon. Is it family friendly? "We want to put our meat in your mouth" is the name of this, is the slogan that a New York advertising agency came up with for Ted's of Beverly Hills. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Never.
Famous Bill Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we are very, very anxious to have you in our restaurant. We don't want anybody to be uncomfortable in our restaurant. We like to say we want to put our meat in your mouth because we mean our steak. We don't mean anything.
All right, hold on.
But we don't mean anything other than that.
All right, hold on. Ted, you have a couple of advertisements. We're talking with Ted Bell about the about his restaurant's advertising slogan, "We want to put our meat in your mouth," which is come under attack. It's on billboards in Southern California and elsewhere where Ted's restaurants are.
I had a phone call from somebody in Virginia Falls, Virginia, who had been in Washington, D.C. and had seen our restaurant. And I said, "It's nice to meet you." And yeah, I thought it was a courtesy call. And this was an individual who had gone to the capital city and said, "Well, he saw the billboard. We want to put our meat in your mouth." And he said he considered it to be an affront. And I said to him, "Sir, let me ask you a question." This guy was a businessman from Virginia Falls, and he said, "Go ahead." I said, "What is the Girl Scout slogan?" I said, "The Girl Scouts are you familiar with the Girl Scout?" The cookie that they sell, or I don't know how they, you know, how often they do that, Phil?
Yeah, Girl Scout cookies.
Right, Girl Scout cookies. They do that every what?
I don't know. I think it's in the winter. It might be in the wintertime.
All right, and I said to the gentleman, "Are you familiar with the Girl Scout?" And he said, "Of course I am." I said, "Okay, everybody is." I said, "Do you know what their slogan is?" And he said, "No." I said, "It's do a good turn daily." I said, "You know, for me, I don't care. But they have been allowed to get away with that for years." And he sort of stopped, and he said, "Well, are you referring to," and we talked about it. I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, I can understand that." He said, "But that is a little more subtle than we want to put our meat in your mouth." I said, "Well, you know what, then you're just prejudiced against a businessman, and you're prejudiced in favor of a bunch of little girls." And I said, "And quite frankly, I find that very suspicious." And I hung the phone up on him because he wanted to give these kids the benefit of the doubt on do a good turn. And
all right, well, you're losing me because I don't know what's wrong with do a good turn daily.
I don't know what to say to you.
Well, you're going to have to say something because I think my audience is lost and I am too.
Well, if your audience is lost, you are, then let me say this. What do you do every day? Nature's calling.
Okay, I know what you mean. I mean...
Yeah, a turn.
Oh, come on, Ted.
No, I'm not. Come on, Ted. I'm telling you that the Girl Scout slogan can be interpreted to say, sit down and take a crap once a day.
And do you honestly believe that that's what they...
No, excuse me. I didn't come on your program to get yelled at. Right.
I'm sorry, Ted, but do you honestly believe that that's what the Girl Scouts of America...
I don't know, but that's what can be interpreted, and that's what I try to say to this gentleman. And he said, "Well, I don't see that," and I said, "But yeah, that's because I think you sticking up for Girl Scouts is very, I think that is it. Somebody ought to look into that," is what I said to him, and I hung the phone up.
So in other words, this man, I just want to be clear on what happened on the phone conversation.
All right.
The man called up and said that, "I don't like your we want to put our meat in your mouth slogan." And you said, "Well, what about the Girl Scouts do a good turn daily," which you think means a bowel movement, I guess.
Yes.
And the man said that he didn't see it and he stuck up for the Girl Scouts. And you took that to mean he's a pedophile.
I said I was very suspicious and I hung up on him, yeah. Now, Phil, you know, there are countless examples of this. The Skittles example, which is Taste the Rainbow. Some people...
What is it again?
It's Taste the Rainbow.
Okay.
Some people are extremely uncomfortable with that. I am. I'm very uncomfortable with it because I believe it has adult overtones.
What adult overtone?
Again, you are forcing me into articulating these things that I personally don't want to articulate because I don't necessarily think there is anything wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with Do a Good Turn Daily. I just told this man that's what you could interpret that to mean.
I just don't see the Girl Scouts.
Well, hold the phone here, Phil. I've got a slogan that says we want to put our meat in your mouth. I don't mean anything dirty by that. I mean we want you to taste our steak. The Girl Scouts have a slogan, Do a Good Turn Daily. I don't think there's anything dirty about it, but there's some animal out there that's going to take that to mean, oh, the Girl Scouts are reminding you to sit on the toilet once a day.
Well, if there is somebody out there that is taking that meaning from that...
You would think that they're sick, right?
I would.
Okay, why don't you give me the benefit of the doubt and say, if somebody takes my slogan, which is we want to put our meat in your mouth, and they take that to mean something dirty, that you think they're sick. You want to know why, Phil? Because you want to see a businessman like me run into the ground until there's nothing left.
And no, that is not. That is absolute and utter horse dung.
Well, then why don't you stick up for me instead of sticking up for all of your Obama friends? And
whoa, hold on for a minute, man. If this is all of a sudden a political thing.
Absolutely a political thing. You better believe it. A man just won the election in Florida tonight. A guy that's going to, I think, bring this country back, Mitt Romney. I don't think Mitt Romney, as he's a Mormon, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though he's a Mormon, I don't think he would ever say to me, I don't like your, you know, the meat in your mouth slogan. I don't know what he would say about whether, you know, he would eat at my restaurant, but I don't think he'd ever take my right away from me to do that. And the same thing goes with Skittles.
And this whole Skittles thing is very strange with you saying that it is a...
What is strange about it?
Well, you say that, come taste the rainbow, is that it?
That is exactly right.
And you think that's what?
I think it's extremely adult.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I'm going to go over here to Ronnie in San Antonio. Ronnie, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
Good.
Listen, I want to ask this gentleman, your name is Ted, right?
Ted Bell, yes, sir.
All right, well, I don't know your restaurant. I haven't eaten at your restaurant. I don't probably plan on eating at your restaurant because we don't have, I don't know if you've got a Ted's of Beverly Hills in San Antonio or not, but we do not. All right, well, if I was driving down the road and I saw a billboard that said, we want to put our meat in your mouth, and I had my wife, and I've got two little girls in my family, and I saw that on the billboard, it would upset me. And I would definitely want to do something about getting that taken down. It doesn't mean what you think it means. Well, it doesn't matter if it doesn't mean what I think it means. It means, I think, in the mind of everyone, what it means. And I would have to explain that to not only my wife, I'd have to explain it to my daughters.
Wait, would you, you would...
I want to find out. You would explain this to, how old are your daughters? Well, my daughters are 4 and 5. I'm not telling you that. You would explain that to your... You tell your daughters what you thought it meant. I'm not saying that I would in a graphic way.
Wait, sir. Can I ask you something? This is Phil.
Yeah.
You got a 4 and 5 year old, 4 and 5 year old daughters.
Yes, I do.
Then why would you even begin to explain to them what you think that means?
Because someone's going to have to do that. This man has decided that he wants to expose my family to that. I didn't expose your family to anything. There's a billboard there, and you're going to explain this to your 4 and 5 year olds? I'm going to be discussing it with my wife. Why would you discuss it with your wife? Because we're in the car together. We're in the car. We're talking about it. And my daughters are naturally going to say, what are you talking about?
And if I tell them that it's adult stuff, then we've got an argument. And that's an argument I'm not going to win, because now I'm driving a car and I got three women who are in my ear and screaming their obscenities.
Wait, sir.
I got it, Phil. Let me grab it, Phil. Okay, I got it. All right, relax.
No, don't tell me you got it.
I got it. Are you trying to tell me that your daughters of ages 4 and 5 and your wife will gang up on you because you told your daughters it's none of their business? I don't know if you know anything about. The way things are these days, but women, even children, little girls, you can't just tell them it's none of your business. They're going to want to know why.
I got to ask a question. Why can't you tell a 4 and a 5-year-old? Why do you even have to tell? Just say it's none of your business. Daddy and mommy are talking. Don't even talk about it.
Well, you're telling me not to talk. I have to talk about it. Why? Because Mr. Bell here put the billboard out on the road. And I'm looking at, we want to put our meat in your mouth, and naturally I'm going to say to my wife and my daughters, did you see that? About putting this meat in your mouth, I got to explain it to you now.
You're going to talk about this to your 4 and 5-year-olds, even though they haven't asked.
What do you mean they haven't asked? I have to assume, let me ask something, sir, this is Ted Bell. Can they read? Can who? Can what? Who can read? Can your daughters read? No, they're too young. Well, then how do you know they know what that says? Because I'm going to tell them.
Why would you tell them if they can't read?
I don't appreciate you yelling, sir. I called your program. I was being direct, but I wasn't yelling. Why would, this is Ted Bell. Why would you tell these girls what it says if they can't read? Who's this? It's Ted Bell. Well, who's the other one?
This is Phil Hendry, sir. I'm sorry that I yelled. Why would you tell your 4 and 5-year-olds what it says?
Because they're going to ask me!
All right, pal, I got to hang up on you.
Oh, yeah, you'll hang up on me!
Wow, man. Wow.
Well, you know, it's your radio show, Phil. I did not, let the record show, I did not put that guy on the air. You did.
Well, that guy is just wound too tight. That's his problem. He ain't even in this world, you know. He's got bigger problems than whether his 4 and 5-year-olds can read billboards.
I agree.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil. Wow.
You talk about rap too tight.
Anyway, we'll be right back here. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Ted Bell's billboard, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Is it too adult, or is it just that we've got filthy minds and we're reading things into it? We'll be back. Phil Hendry
Truth
Show.
Is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, is this Ron? Ronnie?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hendry. I'm awfully sorry that I lost my temper, but I think Mr. Bell was not being fair. Ronnie, I did not mean to gang up on you the way you said your wife and your daughter did, but if your kids can't read, and this is all I'm trying to figure out, if your kids can't read... If my kids can't read, Mr. Bell, which they cannot read, then I have to explain to them what's on the sign.
Why do you have to do that?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Phil Hendry, the host.
Okay, sir, the reason why I'm saying that is because I'm looking at Mr. Bell's sign, and it says, I want to put my meat in your mouth. No, it doesn't. It says, we. All right? And my duty to my wife and to my children is to say to them, that billboard is filth, and it says, we want to put our meat in your mouth. And am I not supposed to say to my wife and to my daughters, he most likely intends you?
Oh, my God.
Why would you do that, sir? I don't understand. Because you're the one that put me in that position, sir.
All right, I want to talk to a gentleman who actually had a comment for you, Ron. His name is David. David's on the line here. Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell and Ron in San Antonio.
Hey, Phil. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, Ted. How you doing? Hey,
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Thank you. My comment to you, man, is you're supposed to be the man of the house there. Why are you so worried about three women or two little girls and your wife ganging up on you? I mean, why is that such a problem for you? You know, when you're supposed to be the man and explain.
How do you explain that then? Well, can you tell me how I'm supposed to explain that? How am I supposed to explain that?
Explain what? We want to put our meat in your
The
mouth.
Sign says, the billboard says we want to put our meat. The
Hello?
Billboard says we want to put our meat in your mouth, and I'm supposed to explain that to two little girls?
Well, first of all, 4 and 5, I think, is a little bit too young for them to even fathom what it might mean. But if they were,
That's
if
my
they
point.
Were to read it, if they were to read it, and they were to ask, you tell them just like what Ted said. It's a restaurant that serves steak, and they want you to experience by putting the meat in the mouth.
They know I'm going to be... They know I'll be lying. My wife is going to be there.
Why would a little 4-year-old know that you're...
They're 4 and 5 years old. They don't even know what lying is yet. How do they know you're going to be lying? Your wife is
because,
going
I'll
to
tell you,
you up.
If I may say, I'll tell you why. Because my wife is sitting there. My wife is a woman. She'll see that. The kids will see that she's reacting negatively.
What is it with... I want to ask you something, Ron. You and your wife don't seem to have a very good, what we would call in the world, poker face, you know, where you just kind of keep the face blank until you get home, and then you can talk about it like adults.
I don't know what you mean. Do you have children, Mr. Hendry?
I did. I mean, they're all grown up.
Well, did you ever see... And what did you say to them?
I explained to them the best way I could. I said, hey, kids, you know, this is... That's really kind of bad, or that's really, this is what's intended. The kids would ask. If they didn't ask, I would not bring it up.
Well, you must have had some stupid kids.
Oh, okay, sir. Well.
Well, you got, listen, you're attacking a man's kid's intelligence? Do you have kids? I have one, yes. And what do you say to them? I said I have one. And what do you say to them? Wow, this guy.
He's got one kid.
What do you say to them?
One kid, not them. All right, listen, thanks very much, Ronnie.
Well, you know, I know they don't have the guts.
And thank you very, very much, David, for your contribution to that falderall. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Here is, I believe this is David. Or no, this is John. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Oh, yes, sir. How you doing?
I think that guy's mentally disturbed.
Can I say something?
No, I just want
Hello?
To say that last
caller
was mentally disturbed.
Is this Ted Bell?
Hey, don't interrupt me.
It's just Ted.
Hey,
name.
Ted.
I just was saying the last guy was mentally disturbed.
Okay.
You mentally disturbed.
Go ahead, John.
You mentally disturbed for coming over there. You actually pay for that advertisement.
Yeah, and you know what? It works. It brings them in by the droves.
It wouldn't work.
It brings them in by the
It wouldn't work for me. I would keep going if I hadn't seen that billboard. Think about this.
Why not?
You would have better customers. You'd have a better business. Just think how many people you're turning away.
I'm not. How many people do you think I'm turning away, sir? I do a very good business.
You turning away?
Are you? Why would you not? Why would you keep going?
You would do better because I don't want you putting your meat in your mouth. Come on, that's ignorant advertising.
You don't want to put your meat in your mouth.
You acting like a moron.
You sound like a jackass.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you even know what a good steak is.
Uh-huh.
You know what you think
uh-huh.
a good steak is? Sizzler.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you go back to Sizzler and have
uh-huh.
yourself a steak?
Uh-huh. It would be better than yours.
Okay, well, this was a pointless call. But anyway, thanks for calling, sir. You did not very well. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Why don't you do better screening on your phone calls?
What are you talking about? The guy wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, well, he sounded like, uh-huh. Is that one of these characters that you do, or is that...
877, no, it isn't. 877-876-PHIL. We'll move on here to David. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Mr. Phil, I'm going to be very respectful, and I'm going to make it short, because that remark to me, having grown-up kids and who like to... question you and try to understand stuff like that, that is just very sexual, straight up.
No, it is. No, it is. Only to people with a filthy mind.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Yes.
No, with what's going on in this world nowadays and in our society, I come from a background where stuff like that is just not said at all. I'm sorry if you don't find it that way, sir. I apologize.
Well, all I'm trying to say is the following thing. If you see that on a billboard and your kid asks you, what does that mean, what are you going to say?
No, I mean, a billboard like that would have description. Maybe it'll show you a steak or so. So that doesn't... But if it's just written,
This is your billboard, right, Ted?
Yeah, it's my billboard, and all it says is, Ted's of Beverly Hills, we want to put our meat in your mouth. And then there's a picture of a beautiful woman.
Oh, come on, man. That can only mean one thing.
What a... You got a real sewer for a mind. You know that? Both of you guys.
Both of us, huh?
Yeah. You and this David.
Yes, sir.
Really. Yeah. Are you Catholic? Go to confession. Clean your brain up. There's nothing wrong.
I am a church. I am a church going
you,
person.
You're a whole church?
Church.
Okay.
You ask anybody, take a vote on that, and they'll let you know.
Bull
Phil
crap.
Hendry.